HRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. During a Sunday service at City's Church in Minneapolis yesterday.
That's
the sound of anti-ICE demonstrators. They stormed the service, disrupted worship. Description of the scene from a social media video post by the Center for Baptist Leadership in Town Hall.
Here we go.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the protesters should be held accountable.
We protect the difference between church and state, and we allow people to worship freely and safely in this country.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. People even suspected of working for ICE, enforcing federal immigration law, have been harassed. The White House has announced that members of a new Palestinian committee to run Gaza's day-to-day affairs will be gathered, along with an executive committee of international experts to supervise the effort.
At least eight more countries say the United States has invited them to join President Donald Trump's new Board of Peace overseeing next steps for Gaza. A U.S. official has confirmed that a $1 billion contribution secures a permanent membership, while a three-year appointment requires no contribution. India, Jordan, Australia, Greece, Cyprus, and Pakistan say they received invitations, and Hungary and Vietnam say they've accepted theirs.
That's correspondent Haya Panjawi. Even as the debate between low-fat and full-fat options continues among health experts, the White House is bringing back whole milk to school food programs.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said full-fat milk has been unfairly vilified.
Healthy kids need real food. They need real protein. They need healthy fats.
Some recent studies suggest that kids who drink whole milk in moderation are less likely to develop obesity. The law requires schools participating in the National School Lunch Program to offer a range of options, including lactose-free and fortified non-dairy drinks that meet the nutritional standards. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. How much trust do you actually place in your pastor? Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
The bloody protests shaking Iran this month are reminiscent of the chaotic days surrounding the birth of the Islamic Republic back in 1979. In the run-up to the revolution that saw Muslim leaders establish a Sharia state, Iran witnessed running street battles between forces loyal to the Shah and those who wanted him out. This time the tables might be turning and the Islamic hardliners could be the ones who lose their position. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. financial markets, including Wall Street, are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. Despite growing 5% last year, China says its economy is facing serious challenges this year.
The key to the country's growth lies in exports and finding new markets outside the United States after Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese goods. Beijing still has serious domestic challenges. A slump in the property market has many households curbing their spending. Local governments are deep in debt, and youth unemployment remains stubbornly high. China has also recorded the lowest birth rate on record in 2025, despite huge government incentives to encourage more couples to have children.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.